listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Dr. Sharon Ford joins us from Focus on the Family. She's the director of foster care and adoption. And Dr. Ford, not only thank you for taking the time, but thanks for coming back. We didn't scare you away.
Thank you, Steve, for having me today.
Yeah, so much appreciate the work that you do, and it's such a great opportunity for the body of Christ during this national month of adoption. Is that how you say it, or the National Adoption Month? But opportunity to really kind of consider some things that maybe some who've, you know, just never considered being active in this realm, and there's so many ways to do it. Let's start with foster care, because quite honestly, Dr. Ford, that's a place often where someone considering adoption would maybe choose to, you know, dip their toe into the water, would you say?
Very much so, Steve. You know, what's interesting is that 50% of the families who come in and foster, when the child is becomes legally available for adoption, 50% of those children are able to exit the child welfare system with their adoptive family. And that family started off providing foster care. And so talk about stability, an opportunity to stay connected to a family that has invested in you. And that young person has invested in them too, because, you know, lo and behold, I've been in many courtrooms where the judge asks the young person, do you have anything you want to say today? And the young person says, you know what, Susie or the Rileys or my new family, my mom, my dad, they want me and I want them. And here's a new family that's being birthed in a courtroom. And so, yes, it's awesome to be in a courtroom where an adoption is being finalized.
Yeah, to think to be in a courtroom where there's smiles, right?
Very, very different than when that case probably started off.
Yeah.
You know, when there was an abuse or neglect situation, which brought that child into the foster care system. And so that's a day of tears and sadness and concern and confusion. But then when that child is being adopted, oh, what a hallelujah, what a rejoicing is happening.
Yeah, well, Dr. Ford, you've worked with a lot of families, and I imagine, although this, I'm kind of bushwhacking you with a question we didn't talk about beforehand, but, you know, what's a common surprise in a good way that many families that enter into foster care and or adoption or respite, which we'll get to, what are some of the nice surprises that they run into?
I think one of the nice surprises that families run into ties back to the myth about, boy, these are bad kids. There's something wrong with the kid. You know, they're the reason they're in the foster care system. And for a family to welcome that child into their heart, into their home, and to find out, oh, no, there were bad things happening to the child, to that young youth. And that kid really wanted to go to school. They really want to learn. They really want to grow. And they have promise. I can tell you that there have been times when I've been with a foster parent and during a staffing, and they go, you know what? I was at their football game and I was on the sidelines just cheering them on. And you couldn't have told, the caseworker said all these other things about this child, but that's not who this kid is. They've been a part of my family and I see a totally different side of them. And I have hope for this child's future. And our family is invested in the success of that child thriving. And so that's one of the beautiful, beautiful things that I've been able to hear and personally witness through the conversations with foster families all over who have talked to me about the kids that they are caring for.
Yeah, you know, when I started this, you know, saying foster care may be a way to dip your toe into this realm. But the truth is, maybe even more so, just the very tip of your toe might be an opportunity to provide respite for people who are currently in the process of foster care. Can you let the listener know how important that is and what a great opportunity it is?
You know, Steve, everybody can't do 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year to care for a child or a child and their siblings. But a family might say, you know what, we can do respite care on the weekend. So for the foster parent who should need a break, they really do need time away for them to do, you know, stuff with their family or to take care of a relative. A respite care provider is also licensed and approved by the state to provide care for that child or their sibling group for a weekend or even a week. And then that child returns to the foster family that is caring for them on an ongoing basis. And so that's an awesome way for them to learn about the children, to learn about the system, to give that foster parent family a break. And it makes all the difference in the world. And then the rest of the time is theirs. But I can tell you, Steve, lots of families who have started off with respite care end up fostering, and some of them, yes, end up adopting too.
Yeah, and you know, let's move on to adoption and what part it plays in our society. I mean, what a great opportunity, whether it's a young child or even those who've chosen to. Maybe they can or can't have kids of their own, but they pursue adoption of a newborn. And what part that plays in our society?
Well, Steve, I want to be honest with you. There's not a lot of newborns that are waiting to come into the foster care system to be adopted. Do newborns come into foster care? Yes, they do. But a lot of those newborns are either returned safely to their bio families after they have the family gets the services and supports that they need to correct issues that were going on in their life, or another family member of that newborn takes the child. But sometimes foster families do get newborns. Those children aren't able to return home. There isn't another family member, and that foster family becomes the adoptive family for that child. It does happen. But what I can tell you is that there are over 50,000 children in the foster care system today who are waiting for their forever family. For whatever reason, their foster family can't adopt them or isn't willing to. But they need a mom. They want a mom and a dad. And those 50,000 children are of all ages, typically school aged. There's some high school students, but they still want family. And they want to be connected. They don't want to be moving from house to house. They want stability, and they want to know that somebody cares about them.
You know, we are talking to listeners, all across New Mexico, whether they're listening right now. Actually, we have a couple of our signals being repaired, but 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, there's people listening there, as well as 88.3 FM, our main antenna up on Sandia Crest, covering Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, Valencia County, these mountains, and central New Mexico. But speak to those who are hearing this across New Mexico I have no idea where to start. What would you encourage them to do?
Steve, the very first thing I would ask your listening audience to do is to pray. Ask God, how would He like to use your family to make the difference in the life of a child who has been impacted by trauma through child abuse and neglect? And once you hear God's voice speaking to you about what to do, get more information. I'd love to invite your audience to go to our website, which is free, It's all biblically based information. It's called waitnomore.org. Waitnomore.org. It's Focus on the Family's foster care and adoption website, waitnomore.org. We have information about respite care, about foster care, about adoption, about, boy, how about supporting a family who is fostering or supporting a family who is adopting? Because maybe God's not called you to actually do foster care, but supporting those who are caring for the children, it is so critical, because those families, they need your caring and loving touch. They need your prayers and support. And so that makes all the difference in the world. So pray, ask God once he speaks to you, get information, come to our Wait No More website and get that information. If you've got questions, there's a place on our website where it says contact us, and you can ask me questions and I'll respond to the questions that you list in that email to me. You can send it to, go on our website, waitnomore.org, list your questions and you'll get a response. We want people to be fully informed about what it is that God's asking them to do.
Yeah, you know, and there's someone listening who, you know, may have a heart for all these dear children. And you mentioned the support for the families that are reaching out to these kids. But listen, one great way that you and I have talked about that listeners can reach out to the children personally is through the suitcase bundles. And when you made these available, I thought, what a great idea, especially as it's practical, but it really impacts the area of dignity, especially amongst foster care. Can you walk us through a little bit of that? And if someone decides they want to provide a suitcase bundle, how they can do it?
Definitely. Steve, our suitcase bundle program is designed specifically for the children who are entering the foster care system, who have already been in the foster care system, and unfortunately, for those who are exiting the foster care system through the independent living program. And so that suitcase is a 30-inch duffel bag on wheels. It has, we also send with that duffel bag a brand new teddy bear and an age-appropriate Bible. And then we provide a label for the group that might be putting the suitcase bundle together. That's right. We want to work with your local church, your local organization. We want to ship you those suitcase bundles for you to put it together so you become the hands and feet of God and deliver that to a child or a youth who is in the foster care system. Everything is brand new. And you know what else? Steve, it's free. When we work with an organization or a church to do the suitcase bundle program, those things are already paid for. We ship them at no cost to that church. They put everything together. They get volunteers to write a note to that child or that youth and affix that label on the inside of the Bible. And then they present that suitcase bundle to that young person. What a blessing it is. You know why, Steve? You talked about dignity. The average child who enters the foster care system or who is currently in the system has their things in a black trash bag. And we want all the kids of whatever age to know they are not trash and their things are not trash, that we respect them, we honor them. We know that they've gone through a hard time and God sees them and we speak dignity and purpose over their life.
I love that so much. Listen, Dr. Sharon Ford's been our guest, and Dr. Ford, thank you for not only being available, obviously during this month where adoption and foster care is being focused on, but throughout the year, to be a resource and a reference and a source of information, for the KLYT listener, where it pertains to foster care, adoption, respite care, and those suitcase bundles. And I want to remind the listener, the website to go to find out more is at waitnomore.org, the Focus on the Family website that will assist you with those questions and needs you have for foster care and adoption, as well as respite care and the suitcase bundles. But Dr. Ford, thanks so much. And we look forward, as always, to having you back on again anytime.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.